Go ahead. All right. Good evening, everyone. How's everybody doing tonight? Good, good, good. Just seeing you there, Miss BJ. How are you? Good. Did you get the Blue Ridge and back?
Several times.
Several times. I did in my mind. Yeah, we may have to arm wrestle them on that one. But anyway, it's good to be here and good to see everybody. Tell you what, we're going to do something different tonight. We're going to jump right into a little bit of music from Brother Jeff. Want to confuse the devil a little bit tonight. And so, Brother Jeff, whatever you have, I believe you got some harmonica for us. I'm going to play that harmonica. So you go ahead, and then we'll come back with a few announcements. God's going to bless that party, brother. Many may know that Miss Cochran, Presley Shiloh, their grandmother went home to be with the Lord. And so let's remember the girls in prayer that the Lord will be with them. And her service is actually on Saturday. I have to look at the name of the church, Miss. I think Miss Tammy may have that. I know where it's at. It's right beside Lorraine Lodge. That's where Mom and Dad used to live.
It's Livingstone Church in Marietta.
Livingstone Church in Marietta. I believe it's at the corner of Austell Road and Lorraine Drive.
It is. It's on Lorraine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's where Mom and Dad lived for a long time. Actually, when Mom passed, that's where they were living. And so it's like an octagon kind of shaped church, nice church. But this is going to be on Saturday. The viewing is at 12, and the funeral is at 2 o'clock. And anyway, just remember that time on this coming up Saturday. Again, remember Shiloh and Presley. During that time, their uncle Chris and their dad, and so that's something we need to pray about, and of course everyone on the prayer list, we need to remember tonight. Are there any urgent needs, any updates, anything you'd like to mention? I'll say this while you're thinking. Miss Helen Bennett, she had a successful surgery and had, I believe Brother Larry Bennett said she had, I want to say, 7 or 8 hernias.
Seven.
Wow, that's a lot. And so she had that repaired, and she's doing good. She's doing good. And so, but let's remember her. And, of course, Brother Larry coming back from out of town. And just several on the prayer list. Of course, remember everyone. But any needs, any prayer requests, any, just doing things a little different tonight. Of course, I didn't mean to leave my prayer list at home. But just several I have in my mind. I just can't pull them out. Leonard Palmer and his foot situation with his toe. Miss Dolores stressed in a big way how that was really painful for him. And so let's continue to remember him in prayer. I had the opportunity this morning to preach over at Grace Christian Academy. And I want to tell you what, this morning was a fantastic service at the school over there. I never, ever preached. I've been preaching over there since Lily has been in 5th grade in their chapel services. And I never, ever had a time where I preached where the kids started to cheer and say, "Preach, preach." The teachers, too. And Lily had the biggest smile on her face. And, of course, my heart melted. And I was in Numbers 14. We preached on Caleb the other Sunday. But I used the 12, and I talked about the group. The group. And in that lesson, I said that the group had an assignment they had to get done. Of course, we're at school, so everybody has assignments. I said they had an assignment they needed to get done. They all had different opinions, and they all had endings. And somewhere in that message, I started talking about how that in every group, there are those who are boat rowers and those who are boat rockers. And I started talking about how that the class that you're with, you're going to be with that class all the way, middle school, high school. That's your group. And there are boat rockers and boat rowers in your class. There are some who like to start stuff, and there are some who are just trying to go to school and come home and trying to learn. And so, I don't know, it was something in that really got to them, because they just started getting on board and saying, "Preach, preach." And so anyway, it was a very, very good service, and my faith was encouraged by being there and seeing that kind of reaction. So I had a good time this morning. And so let's remember Grace Christian Academy in our prayers. Anyone have anything special, anything urgent to share? Of course, let's remember Jubilee is coming up very, very soon. And we have a couple things we're going to do around here before Jubilee. We're going to do a couple more things than we normally do. We normally clean out closets and make sure things are tidied up. But we're going to do a couple more things before Jubilee gets here. And having to do with technology, I think you're going to like it. And I won't let the cat totally out of the bag just yet. But looking forward to a great Jubilee. Again, going Sunday through Thursday. And this was something else I wanted. I'm not just rambling. I'm trying to pull this stuff out. We got a third choir coming. We have Floyd Road coming on Monday. On Tuesday, we have Welcome Hill coming. And on Wednesday, it was Brother Josh Agin preaching, a younger pastor. And originally, I'd asked him if his choir could come. But I just left it out there for him to think about. And he told me that this week that, yes, they can come. They want to come. So we got Gateway Baptist Church choir coming. And I want to tell you what, I listened to them online. And they sang some of the old songs, some of the camp meeting songs, and I like it. I like it a lot. And so we got 3 choirs, we got 6 preachers, 2 singing groups. It's going to be a jam-packed Jubilee. It's going to be great with a couple new additions around here that we're going to get done. So just remember about Jubilee coming up on March the 5th, Sunday, 10:30 a.m. And also this Saturday, the Valentine's senior party. So remember that. Get together. And at 1 o'clock, is that right? 1 o'clock. All right. Anything else? All right, well, everybody looks like they're ready to go. So we will just have a time of prayer together at this moment, and then we will bring the lesson for tonight. Nancy's here tonight, and she's been having some blood pressure problems and some medication adjustments, so just good, glad to have her feeling good enough to be here, and Brother Bobby, and so, but you continue to remember that, those of you that are on medications and blood pressure issues and things know how it can be. It can be just a tug of war. It can just be one of those things that until you get it straightened out, kind of has you in a foreign place. It's a place where it's very uncomfortable. So we are praying for you, Miss Nancy, and your help, Brother Bobby. One more prayer request. Brother Snyder, he okayed it. He's having back surgery on Monday. Excuse me. It's going to be a 6-hour surgery. And he told me that this afternoon, and I wasn't expecting to hear 6 hours. And so we're meeting tomorrow for lunch and just get caught up a little bit. But he says others know about it, and so it's going to be on Monday at Kennestone. And I got to get a time on that, but 6 hours. So he said, he told me, he said, I told the doctor to make sure I'm ready by March the 5th on Sunday to preach. I've got to preach a Jubilee over here at Calvary. And if you don't think I can be ready, then you need to call the pastor and tell him. And so he says, the doctor said that you probably won't be doing a lot of jumping around, but he said that you should be able to. And so I just told Brother Snyder, well, I'll have something in mind just in case. And so, but I'm pretty sure that he'll be here. Of course, don't want him getting off his bed too early and messing up his back. So I believe it's stenosis of the spine is what he has. I believe it's the cushions in between the vertebrae. So anyway, let's remember him. All right, Jeremiah 17, verse number 7 and 8 tonight. Jeremiah 17, verse number 7 and 8 this evening. And we will mention some things here tonight. Something that, one of my favorite passages, a couple of them, and I always revert back to these when there's nothing else turning in my head or my heart. So just want to talk about something here out of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. Let's pray before we read from verse number 7, and then we'll bring our thought for tonight. Lord, we love you. Lord, your people here tonight love you, and just by them being here is a token of their love for you. And so, Lord, I pray that this evening that you would speak to us through your word. God, use me as your messenger, Lord. And Father, I've done my very best to keep my vessel clean, to keep my mind on you. But I pray, Holy Spirit, that in the next few moments that you would illuminate your word to me as I speak to your people, communicate it to the hearts of your people, and let us all be different than when we came in. Let us all be a little more stronger in faith, oh Father, that we may proceed to follow you, to raise our families and do what we need to do in our lives that we live. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse number 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be. He shall be. He's giving us a picture here. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I want to look at verse number 7 as we begin, and then we're going to end up in verse number 8. And mention a couple things from verse number 5 and verse number 6. But tonight I want to talk about this subject. And it is the phrase, in God we trust. In God we trust. He says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. At least that's the goal tonight, is to trust in God. To trust in the Lord. That's the goal. And to continue to trust him with our lives, as we already know, day in and day out, is to trust fully in him, to have total confidence. How do you get to the place of having total confidence? Well, sometimes you got to weather some storms. Sometimes you got to endure some things. You have to have a little bit of mileage on you in this life in order to learn that he's trustworthy, and that we can place total confidence in him. So tonight, in God we trust. Like that's on our dollar bills and our quarters. I believe it's on all coins, isn't it? In God we trust. Little side note, I don't know if you noticed this, but on the new coin, the new quarters, I believe it was it 2022? May have been 2022. On one side it says, in God we trust. And then I believe it's the new quarter, the head is turned this way. And on the back side it says, in God we trust. The previous coin, the previous quarter, the head is facing toward in God we trust. That may not mean something or mean anything to a lot of people. But it's changing. Our trust toward God is changing. At least this world's trust toward God is changing. And politics and those in office and those who want to be in office, those who want to have the seat to control for people to start trusting the government more than the living God. But check that out on your quarters from 2021, not right now, of course, but in 2022. The head was facing Washington, wasn't it? Facing In God We Trust, and then now the new one is his head is facing away, and In God We Trust is behind his head. And so In God We Trust, do we trust in the Lord tonight? Do we trust him? Have we trusted him for salvation? Have we trusted him to, is he trustworthy to be the anchor of our soul? Is he trustworthy to carry our souls to heaven when we die? Well, yes, he is trustworthy for that. He's the one who fulfilled salvation's plan. He died on the cross, he was buried, and he rose again. And all that call upon him for salvation shall be saved. And so he's trustworthy for salvation. The scriptures says he has salvation's plan, and he's trustworthy for that. But what about our day-to-day lives and our living? Is he trustworthy? We gave him teetotal confidence in salvation, but what about daily living? And so that's the goal tonight, is to trust in God, to trust in him, to continue to trust him with our lives come what may. Now, I do want you to notice the word blessed in verse 7. Jeremiah 17, verse 7, he says, blessed, or blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. You know, that word blessed is a very, very interesting word. You know, we use it all the time. How you doing, Brother Justin? Oh, I'm blessed. We sing songs, I am blessed. And we use that word blessed. But that word blessed, it can mean different things. But the primary definition of that word blessed in the Bible, it means positioned to receive provision. Positioned to receive provision. It means favored of the Lord. And so the person tonight that trusts the Lord, who is confiding in him, trusting in him, has placed total confidence in the Lord, they have now positioned themselves to receive the provisions of God. Come what may, sink or swim, God will give you a boat. He will provide. He will go before us. Mercy and grace shall follow us. As David said, he is a person who has positioned themselves to receive provision. So he says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. So what is the contrast to that? Well, if we're not trusting in the Lord, if we're not positioning ourselves to receive provision from God, what are we doing? We're trusting in man and we're trusting in ourselves. Look at verse number 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like. Now here's a picture of the person who's not trusting in the Lord, but trusting in man and trusting in himself. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. And so for the person who is trusting in themselves and their own resources, they don't even know when, and they can't even perceive when a good thing cometh. The Bible says in verse 6, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. That's the person who's trusting in themselves, who is trusting in man, who is relying upon the flesh. They don't know a good thing when they see it. They don't know when God is knocking at their door. They don't know when God wants to intervene and be a help because of their heavy trust they have in man and in themselves. Verse 6 says, they shall be like the heath in the desert, or the desert heat, and shall not see when a good thing cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. And so we see that there's options tonight. Number one, we can trust in the Lord. And if we do that, we are positioning ourselves to be blessed by Him. Or we can still try to figure this thing out. Or we could still try to consider our own ways and go our own ways. We must always consider our own ways. But we can keep going our way, keep relying on the arm of the flesh, keep trusting in man. But there's a difference. Man will let you down. And our God will never let you down. David says, I was young and now I'm old and I haven't seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God will never let you down. Why do you think that a lot of people, when they end up in jail or they go to serve out a prison sentence, why do you think most of them, they get there to that dark prison cell, that dark jail cell, and they say, God, please help. God, please help. They say that because they know that God is there to always help. And they know that man has let them down. And, of course, we're not knocking anybody that's been incarcerated. I used to go preach down at Cobb County Jail and love those men down there. So tonight, the choice is ours. Will we continue to trust in the Lord and be blessed, positioned for provisions, or will we continue to trust in man and our flesh? This is a wrestle that we'll always wrestle with. Of course, we have to have some kind of level of trust in man when it comes to life and making things work. We got to trust people. But at the end of the day, you can trust God. He'll never fail us. Now that dumps us into verse number 8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as. And he's getting ready to tell us what the man is, what's going to happen in his life, he or she, when they trust in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I just want to talk to you under the title, In God We Trust. I just want to look at the picture in verse number 8 that it gives when we fully, totally trust in Him. And so we see, number one, when it comes to this picture of trusting in God, it's a picture that of a tree that's by the waters, planted by the waters, for he shall be as, that's the key word, as a tree planted by the waters. All right, and now it gets into the details. He says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. So we're going to pause for a minute, and we're going to look at the fact that he's giving us a picture. Okay, so we see a tree. And this tree is planted by rivers of water, or a river. All right, we see the tree. We see the river is the middle aisle here. And we see, I'm the tree tonight, okay? I'll be the tree tonight. I'm the tree, and here's the river. Okay, so, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. We know that trees and all vegetation needs water to grow. And so there's a benefit by being planted by the rivers of water, or by this river of water. There's a benefit. There's moisture. There is. The water makes it hydrated. It gives it the ability to bear fruit. It gives it the ability for its leaves to be green and all the rest of it. And so right off the bat, we see that there is ability by being planted by the rivers of water. And tonight in the Lord Jesus, whenever we trust in Him, we totally trust in Him, then we find that there is a faith that we can exercise. There is a faith that we can develop where we trust in Him. And He wants us to trust in Him. But whenever we abide in Him, and He abides in us, and we walk with Him, and we talk with Him, and we read our Bibles, and we pray, and we do all the things we know to do, we are positioning ourselves for provision, and we shall be like this tree that's planted by the waters. That is, we shall receive nourishment. We shall receive ability. We shall be refreshed and renewed. Now He says, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. And so we know, again, because of the water, there's a root system that's developing. It's a constant growing towards that water, or a constant growing of the roots. The roots are spreading out, and it's all because of the water. Now, the Bible tells us in the New Testament that we ought to be rooted and grounded in God's Word. And so whenever we are choosing to lean on Jesus as opposed to leaning on the arm of the flesh, we are in essence laying down roots. We are in essence, we are getting stronger in Jesus. We are understanding Him. We read about Him in the Scriptures, and we see how that He loves us, and He loves us with an unconditional love, and how that, of course, He died for us. He was buried, rose again, and all those things, but we just read about His person, about how He knows how it feels to go through things, and He knows what it's like to be tested and tried. The Bible says that in Hebrews chapter number 4, I believe it is, that we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And so the more we began to understand the life of Jesus and began to read God's Word and His promises, we began to spread our roots out and get anchored in. But if we're leaning on the arm of the flesh, and if we're trusting in man, then this is definitely not the picture that we have tonight. If we're trusting in man and leaning on the arm of the flesh, our picture is that of a wilderness experience, and how that we are parched. Our souls get parched and our spirits get parched, and we are in wilderness mode. We're trying to survive, and we're trying to trust man to help us along the way. And that's fine with man helping us along the way. But again, man will always fail us, yet God will not. And so we need to be tonight like this tree that's planted by the waters. I wrote a little side note here when the Bible talks about, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. I just wrote down the words, faith spreads roots. Faith spreads roots. Whenever we choose to believe the Lord and that He has a purpose for us, there is a purpose in suffering, there is a purpose in pain, there is a purpose in seasons of dryness, even when you trust the Lord, there is a purpose for all of these things, and you trust in the Lord, you are actually spreading out roots. And it's because where you're positioned at. You're positioned with Him. He's in you. You're in Him. You are by the river, yet you're trusting Him. He's the river of living waters. And whenever you choose to believe Him and totally trust Him, you spread roots. And so there's a lot of things going on in this one verse tonight. He said, spreadeth. And that spreadeth out her roots by the river. And then it says, and shall not see when heat cometh. So, I'm the tree, and I've got my green leaves, and there's the river. But the seasons are changing, and it's getting real hot in this habitation. And this bush burned up because of the heat. And this tree burned up because of the heat. And there's a dead animal over here that was thirsty that tried to make it to the river but died because of the heat. All kinds of things are dying because of the heat. Well, the Bible says that and shall not see when he cometh. That word see there means regard. You see, when we're anchored in Jesus and we're drawing from his living waters, we go through the fires of this life. The heat is turned up, and sometimes we're in the oven. But God has a way of giving us assurance that it's not going to burn us up. I'm pretty sure I know what you're thinking right now of one illustration in the Bible. Some of you may be. The three Hebrews in the burning fiery furnace. They were thrown in the burning fiery furnace. And we know Nebuchadnezzar, well, they still wouldn't bow. They didn't bow before. They weren't bowing in the fire. And so Nebuchadnezzar said, turn it up. He did. And he said, lo, there's a fourth man in there, like unto the Son of God. And so there was a picture there of Jesus being in the fire with those three Hebrew boys. And one of the things that is interesting to me about that story in Daniel is that they went in there bound. But after the fire, they were loose. They were actually loose in the fire. The fire made them loose. And so sometimes fires, and sometimes God puts in an order to put us in life's oven, and he turns up the heat while we're trusting him, because he wants to burn off some areas that we're in bondage to. And listen, no matter how young or how old you may be, we get accustomed to things. And he wants us to rely on him. And so those three Hebrew boys, their bands were loosed in that fire. And they came out of the fire. Well, actually before that, Nebuchadnezzar, when he seen that fourth man, he said, lo, that's likened to the Son of God. Let's take these boys out of the fire. And so we know that Nebuchadnezzar, at least we have a picture of him trusting in what he saw as the Lord being their God, and he bowed a knee to God. And so sometimes when we're going through those needful fires of life we go through, God has someone on the outside watching us, how we handle our dilemmas, how we handle our struggles and problems of life. And do they see Jesus in our fire? Or do they see us in our fire, kicking and screaming and wanting to have our way with ego and self-righteousness and all of these things? Listen, it's a struggle being in the oven of the world. But the truth of the matter is, do people see Jesus in our fire? The fires of life, they unbind us if we allow them to. And I think it's something about this verse that he says, when heat cometh. When heat cometh. He says, and shall not see when heat cometh. So whether we trust the Lord tonight or not, the heat's coming. The heat's coming. And when the heat comes, will we be trusting him, or do we still need some lessons to trust in him? All right. Now he says, and shall not see when the heat cometh. Shall not see, shall not regard when the heat cometh. We're not going to worry about when the car breaks down and you're on the side of the road, because we know we're trusting the Lord. We're not going to worry about those things because we're trusting the Lord and he's going to work it out. But her leaf shall be green. We'll be able to maintain. This tree, again, is receiving from the river, and no matter how hot it is and what's dead around them, they're still able to give off green leaves. Everybody wave your green leaves. Wave your green leaves. Hey, I'm still here. Someone told me when I first got saved, oh, Justin, you won't last. They literally told me this. They said, man, everybody's talking about you. This was 20 years ago. Man, life's passing me by. Life is moving. 20 years ago, I sat on my grandmother's front porch with an old friend of mine. He came over. He said, man, what happened to you? He said, everybody's talking about you. You said you got saved, whatever that is, gave your heart to Jesus, and now you're going to church all the time, and you know, and all these things are happening, and you don't hang out anymore. He says, look, man, when we do drugs, just go to the other room. Are you kidding? I said, I don't want to be around drugs. I said, I don't want to be around drugs or thugs. I used to be a thug. I hung out with them. And listen, that's nothing more really than just a stereotype and shouldn't be voiced like that. But what I'm meaning is I was one of the guys who was leaning on his arm of his flesh, who was trusting in man, who was living in the desert wilderness. And he said, man, you won't last. You won't last going to church and all that. Well, 20 years later, I still got my green leaves waving. Green leaves waving. And listen, I love all my old friends. I've tried to reach out to them and tried to show them the way, and they're still in the wilderness, parched, looking for a drink spiritually, and when the drink is offered, they still don't drink it. So, but her leaves shall be green. She shall not see when heat cometh, for but her leaves shall be green. So the tree's not worried about it. The leaves are still green. And shall not be careful in the year of drought. Word careful, of course, means anxious. Shall not be careful or anxious in the year of drought. This is what I wanted to mention about the drought. The tree is not worried about if it rains or not. The tree is not worried about a drought. You ever wonder why the Bible says rivers here? Think about that tree was planted by a body of water, if that tree was planted by the brook Cherith. Remember that? Kings, 1 Kings. Elijah went by the brook. God commissioned him to go by the brook Cherith, and then after a while, the brook dried up. This tree is planted by the rivers. The rivers won't dry up. It keeps moving. There's circulation in these rivers. There's life in these rivers. It won't dry up. So this tree they're giving us a picture of is not planted by a brook that a brook could dry up, but it's planted by a river. And what we have in Jesus will never dry up. It is living waters, rivers of living waters, meaning that we have something the world does not have. We have a reservoir of power given to us by the Holy Spirit. We have the ability to experience resurrection. When everything is dying around us and there's drought and things are being burned up, we have the ability to experience resurrection in our lives when everything else is dying. What a blessing. We have these two fake green trees on our front porch. I guess they're trees. Christy has two. I guess they're two little, during the wintertime, they're two little skinny trees, one by each side of the door. And they got that, you know, fake frost on them. But before we got those, we had just two little, I guess, little tall little bushes. I don't know what you call them, really. They just cover the windows, the long windows. And, you know, and when you're going, driving through the neighborhood and it's wintertime and there's snow and you see them two green bushes, I mean, just vibrant green, it just makes you wonder, okay, well, I know it's fake, but, you know, in the middle of winter, and so she switched them out and put frosted trees there. But what I'm getting at is that as this tree that's planted by these rivers of living water, her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. In other words, she is still receiving her nourishment, vibrant green, has life, and it's luscious. It's green when it should not be green. And you and I are green when we should not be green. Tonight, I'll just say this. Even after salvation, if the devil had his way, then I would have returned to the old lifestyle. Now, I would have been miserable in that old lifestyle because of the new nature given to me by the Lord at the moment of salvation. But if the devil had his way, and if the devil would still have his way, he would have me resign from pastoring, quit from preaching, go home and lick my wounds and lean on the arm of the flesh and get just a regular job. Nothing wrong with a regular job. But that's, if the devil would have his way, that's how things would be. But you see, because of who I'm connected to, and because those waters are living waters, I'm not going to return back to that lifestyle. I'm not going to resign from pastor unless the Lord says, Justin, you're done there. But I want to keep pastoring. I want to keep preaching. I want to keep digging. I want to keep trying to better myself and create the best version of myself for me and for God, for my family, and for you. I want to keep working at it and getting better and better. Only the Lord and His Holy Spirit can make a person desire that, but not only desire that, but keep going at it. You shall not be careful in the year of drought. So this tree, it isn't worried about all the deadness around them, around it, because it has roots, and those roots are spread out and are tapped into the water supply that never runs dry. And then it says, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Well, the leaves are green, but at certain times of the year, it yields fruit. And so this tells me that the same way a tree will go through a time where there's no fruit, may still have green leaves, but no fruit, that there's going to be times when that's going to be God's lot for us, is when we go through things and we're fruitless. But ultimately, like John 15 says, He purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. So what tonight you may think is a loss in your life or a setback or something that's getting the best of you, continue to try to combat that with faith. But what you think is a loss tonight may be creating more fruit in your life. And I know when you go to prune shrubbery and branches and things, it's easy on the pruner, but it's hard on the thing getting pruned. I used to work actually landscaping with a man named Danny Horsley and a pastor over there at County Line Baptist, and I worked with him probably a good 5, 6, 7 years along with pastoring and going to Bible school. And he'll crawl up under those little bushes. I remember one time it was so cold, I was out there, and I was just blowing off everything he cut back. And we were kind of on a little hill, and there was this little, I don't know what it was, maybe it was it was one of those trees kind of come up about like this, and all the branches hang real low. It kind of, yes. And he said, Justin, you got a video on your phone? I said, yeah. He said, turn that video on, record this. Let's do a little Bible lesson right quick. I said, okay. And he got up on there. He was laying there. I mean, every time he breathed, you know, fog from the coldness came out. Both of us, just so cold. He's, and those branches, I mean, they were so brittle and frail. And he said, this is what you do right here during these cold months. You just snip it right here at the very bottom, just like that. Get a clean little snip, you know, flat surface. Or I think he actually cut them maybe at a little angle. And cut off all the dead stuff. He said, you want to do that because there's that fresh sap on the inside that's ready to push forth at the right time. And you cut it just right, just low enough, Brother Don, you know. You do it yourself. You cut it just not too low. And don't cut it too high, but cut it just right. I mean, cut that thing just right. That sap level is really close. It's going to survive because it has sap, but first come sunshine, first warming trend, that sap is just going to come right through those limbs. along with fruit and growth. I don't know where my mind's at tonight. What's the other ones called? We used to have two of them over here by the office door. Crepe myrtles. You trim them back. Spring comes. It's these little nubs, little sprouts. It's kind of silly looking. But it's what they need in order to grow. And so tonight, we're like those trees. We can be like those trees. Now, we were planted, translated over into God's economy by the new birth. But sometimes we don't believe and have the faith like we should. So we can be, although we are those trees, we can be like this tree that receives its nourishment from that river. And when everything around is dead and dying, it's still waving the green leaves. It's still growing, even though it goes through times where there's no fruit being bared. It's just getting ready to bear fruit. So that's the lesson tonight. In God we trust. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for who you are, for what you do. Father, I just pray that you'll take the lesson and use whatever part of it. Pray that you use all of it. But maybe there was a certain part that jumped out to someone here tonight that would say, that's me tonight, Brother Justin, that really spoke to me. I pray that you'll use your word. I pray, Lord, that our roots would grow deeper and farther, sustaining us more and more. And Father, we're glad that we have a river of living water flowing from our bellies, O God, because of the Holy Spirit. While everything else around us is drying up, Lord, you never do. Help us tonight be the person who trusts in you so that we can be that blessed person who is positioned for provisions. We love you tonight and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Amen. Anybody have anything they want to mention or add to? Feel free.